Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injury. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. It is Monday, the 12th of December. I just don't know where the holiday season went. It was like yesterday that we were the week before Thanksgiving. I was so excited. We were finally getting to Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. And that means Christmas season was starting. And at Christmas, we had a full month, even a month plus, a few days to enjoy the Christmas holiday before we even get to Christmas. And all of a sudden now, we're less than 2 weeks from Christmas. It'll be 2 weeks from yesterday. I don't know where it went, but time is moving way, 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 way too fast. Way too fast for me. I cannot believe how fast this year is gone. This summer is gone. This fall is gone. And now this holiday season is almost over. It just started. It's almost over. And I don't have high hopes for what's coming in 2023. I think all of you understand that. I'm a firm believer that we're headed for a massive economic reckoning in 2023. And that you ain't seen nothing yet compared to what's going to come in 2023 for health, for the amount of people dying of the COVID vaccine. The die-off is accelerating like nothing anybody but me ever expected. I said millions would die. And it's happening. We live in two worlds. We really do live in two completely different worlds. On the Democrat side, people actually think that Fauci's a hero and he saved millions of lives. And on the Republican side, and not just the Republican side, because lots of Republicans took the vaccine, but certainly millions of people on the Republican side, maybe I should say the conservative slash libertarian slash awakening side, the people who have taken the right pill, really do believe he's a mass murderer. That first of all, he's a mass murderer because he's the one that invented COVID. He funded the gain of research and the lab. And when it was released from the lab, it was Fauci that was responsible for millions of people dying. Ask United States Senator Rand Paul about that. He'll tell you Fauci's responsible for millions of people dying. Literally accused him of mass murder because of the gain of function. But even Rand Paul hasn't gone where I'm going, which is then on part two. He's the one that pushed the vaccines, knowing hydroxychloroquine and especially ivermectin and vitamin C, D, and zinc all worked very effectively against COVID. And he denied all of that and denigrated all of that. And made people, force them to take the vaccine by telling them, A, you have to, there's got to be a mandate, and B, it's wonderful, the vaccine's wonderful, it's safe, it's effective, it's great, it won't hurt pregnant women, it won't hurt children. And he lied about all of it. And I want to know what he knew and when he knew it. And he's guilty of mass murder for a second time. Millions of people dying from the vaccine. So this guy's one of the great mass murderers of all time. Really incredible. And so let me tell you what's in the news at this moment, just today. That's how bad this is accelerating. I remember telling you on Thursday of last week, look at all the people that died suddenly today. And then on Friday, look at all the people that died suddenly today. And now Monday, look at all the people that died suddenly today. 25-year-old former college football player from Central Florida. His name is Jake Hescock, died suddenly last week, 25 years old while jogging in Boston. He was given CPR. He's been on life support ever since. We were told last night the damage to his brain from the lack of oxygen is severe. And that's it. He's dead. A passerby found him and provided CPR, but he's not going to make it. He suffered cardiac arrest, intubated in ICU, and and he didn't make it. He dies of cardiac arrest. When was the last time you heard of all these people dying of cardiac arrest? Never in history have there been this many people that died suddenly of cardiac arrest. It's truly mind-boggling. But you think I'm done, right? Co-founder of leading animal rescue organizations, Chad Atkins, 44 years old, dies suddenly from heart attack while at home. Chad Atkins, co-founder of a notable animal rescue group in Los Angeles, PawWorks. He was 44 years old, dies suddenly of a heart attack. God knows what happens to all the wonderful little puppies and dogs in his care, but they don't have a daddy anymore. Sally Mount, famous Sydney A-list socialite, 58 years old, former model, wife of a billionaire investor, dies at the age of 58 of a heart attack after playing tennis. Walks off the court, grabs your chest, drops dead. I mean, the list is long, and I haven't even gotten to the really serious one yet. And you say, what do you mean the really serious one? In the World Cup last week, well, actually, it's two of them. Mississippi State coach Mike Leach, very famous to any football fan or college football fan, rushed to the hospital after suffering a massive heart attack, now on life support. They say pray for him. He's probably not going to make it. Mike Leach, the coach of Mississippi State, probably going to die in critical condition on life support and, quote, needs a miracle. Rushed to the hospital after a heart attack. You understand, you cannot coach in pro or college football unless you take the vaccine. These are all vaccine victims. Now, let me get to the last most important one that was in the news today. It was in the news last week that a World Cup journalist, Grant Wall, died suddenly while watching the World Cup, okay? While covering a World Cup match. That was just like part of the news. It happened in Qatar. And there were a lot of crazy conspiracy theorists on the left who were saying, you know, because all the American journalists were complaining in Qatar that Qatar violates the human rights of gay people, and they were showing up at the event in LGBTQ shirts and hats and, I guess, pink things to kind of act like they're in simpatico with the gays, or as they call themselves, simpatico with the queers. There were people that actually thought maybe it was murdered. Maybe it was murder. The guy drops dead of a heart attack. Well, everyone in the world who's vaccinated is dropping dead of a heart attack. You know every journalist has been vaccinated. You know everyone who travels has been vaccinated. But you still didn't know. I didn't know for sure, but I assumed this was from the vaccine. Next thing I know, online, there's all these internet sleuths who do the digging for me. I'm just Paul Revere. I really am Paul Revere. Paul Revere was one of the most important and famous people of the American Revolution. He's one of the few whose names you remember. Right? Paul Revere, Benedict Arnold, George Washington. How many others do you even remember? Thomas Jefferson. There you go. That's it. Paul Revere was that important, and all he did was ride and tell everyone the British are coming, the British are coming. He didn't fight the battle. He didn't win the war. He just said the British are coming. That's Wayne Root. It's not my job to solve all the problems of the world. It's my job to wake you up and tell you what's happening. I am Paul Revere. And I'm telling you, the vaccine is killing. The vaccine is killing everyone. And so there are these people that were conspiracy theorists. You know how they love to call me a conspiracy theorist, except I just tell the truth. I report what's really happening. Everything that's the truth is now a conspiracy theory. But these people on the left were saying, well, maybe they killed him. Now a second journalist died covering the World Cup. Two journalists have died covering the World Cup. Two. I guarantee you they're both vaccinated. Triple, quadruple, maybe more. And I guarantee you they both died of heart attacks after being vaccinated. And no sooner I say that, a sleuth over the weekend does the research, and what do they find out? First of all, the first guy, his name was, again, Grant Wall. It turns out that he tweeted out about how happy he was that he was vaccinated, and that anybody who doesn't get vaccinated is killing themselves. And he's so proud of being vaccinated. He bragged about getting his triple vaccine. So that's number one. And then number two, they find out his wife is like one of the leading pro-vaccine doctors in America. And to this moment, her husband's dead. And again, I can't say it's because of the vaccine. I could say I suspect it's because of the vaccine. I could say it's my opinion. I believe. This is what I think. It's clear to me all these people are dying for the vaccine. And therefore, I believe Grant Wall died for the vaccine as well. His wife is a complete in denial, delusional doctor telling everyone, oh, I can't believe my husband died. Oh, my God, please get your vaccines. These people use the death of someone they love that they literally probably hounded to death to get the vaccine the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. And after they got it, he dies, and she can't even blame herself. She's more like, oh, everyone must get the vaccine. Even after they die, they still say it. And then another one died. So there's been two reporters dying in one World Cup. When do you remember people dropping dead for playing tennis, 58 years old? When do you remember all these former football players dying while jogging? When do you remember soccer players dying on the pitch? When do you remember all these journalists dying watching sporting events? None of this ever happened in the history of the world. It never happened before. And it's happening now. And it's only happened since the vaccines. So you better get serious, all of you. As a matter of fact, you better send me an email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Remember, I'm not in the business. I personally don't sell any vitamins. I don't make any money on vitamins. I don't make any money on ivermectin. But I've got the list of all the doctors you need to call and all the treatments those doctors recommend, the frontline doctors, for mitigating the side effects of the COVID vaccine and the right vitamins that can build your immune system and hopefully build it strong enough that you can survive the COVID vaccine. And so I've got all that information for you. So please email me. It's free. I'd love to send it to you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you were forced to take that vaccine by the government mandates, by this murderer, Dr. Fauci, every one of these people, I posted today on my social media a separate post on every one of them. And I kept saying, does anyone know where Dr. Fauci is? Because someone's wondering whether people are getting murdered mysteriously. Has anyone seen Dr. Fauci? You know where he is? WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We fixed it. We redid it. It looks beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful websites in the political world. Check it out. RootForAmerica.com. I'll be right back. For Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Kip proves to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, the Root's on fire, 12th of December, hour number one. Great to be back. Global Healing is the sponsor of this show. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, my perfect health for decades. And now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He's one of President Trump's health advisors in Trump's first term. Very impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. All made in the USA, and they've got liquid versions of many of these vitamins for people who are adverse to pills, but their number one best-selling product is one-of-a-kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, a 15% discount just for my fans, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus the 100% one-year money-back guarantee. You can only find that at globalhealing.com/war. You have to put that slash war in to get all of those wonderful discounts and bonuses. Globalhealing.com/war, so they know you're coming as a Wayne Root fan. You listen to the show or you watch my Lindell TV show. Globalhealing.com/war. Get your 15% off every product, including that world beater, Oxy Powder, and get a one-year guarantee and get an emergency immune strengthening guide. So if you use this stuff for one year, and at the end of the year you say you didn't like it, you get your money back. It's unbelievable. Globalhealing.com/war. There's so many things to talk about. I don't know where to begin. I told you Elon Musk went on a rant about Dr. Fauci. But again, he's looking at the wrong thing. He says, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci. He's targeting Dr. Anthony Fauci in a surprisingly derisive tweet that has generated over 1 million likes. But I'm willing to bet you that he's scolding him for lying and covering up the gain of research funding and for funding COVID that killed millions of people. I'll bet he's not scolding him. I don't know what Elon's scolding for. I'm only Elon Musk. I'm only guessing. But I'm guessing he's not scolding him for the vaccine deaths that are piling up, the obscene vaccine deaths that are piling up in huge, huge numbers. I'm about to write a column. I don't know whether I'm going to release it this week or next week. I haven't decided yet. But I want to read you the column. I want to read you the key points that I'm going to put in the column. So hold on. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to find it for you. Here it is. The Wayne Root Big Pharma Challenge. So I believe and I say the vaccine is mass murder. And I say millions have already died from the vaccine around the world, and at least a million Americans have died from the vaccine. And I say we're about to have the biggest die-off in world history. The signs are all there. It's accelerating dramatically. And tens of millions will die. So just humor me. Riddle me this, right? Prove me wrong. I want Dr. Fauci and CDC top officials and FDA's top officials and the WHO's top officials and the American Medical Association's top officials and Big Pharma's top CEOs and the top Biden administration officials who push relentlessly, nonstop the vaccine. I want them all to just answer these questions with a lie detector test. And if you're right and I'm wrong, then that's it. I'm done. I shut up. I'm wrong. It's not killing millions. It didn't kill millions. Anybody willing to take the test? The number one question I'd ask you, just a simple yes or no, did you take the vaccine? I'm willing to bet that most of the big pharma executives, most of the big pharma CEOs did not take the vaccine. Well, they're telling you it's safe and effective and you should take it. They saw the pre-trial results. They didn't take it. And the second question is, did you let your spouse take it? And I guarantee you they didn't let their wives take it. And number three, did you let your kids take it? Yes or no hooks up to a lie detector test. Anyone willing to take that? No, anyone going to take me up on it? I guarantee you nobody will. Because it will prove every one of them is a mass murderer. If you knew the vaccine might kill and cripple and disable millions of people and you wouldn't let your own wife or kids take it and you didn't take it, then you're a mass murderer and you should go to jail for the rest of your life. You're a terrorist. Number four, simple question. Yes or no? Does it protect against COVID? We all know that they can't say yes because the lie detector would go wild. The needle would go wild. Number five, does it prevent transmission? The needle will go wild. It will go wild. And then number six, are you aware in the 1970s that we stopped the entire swine flu vaccine program because like 30 Americans died? Are you aware of that? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, then number seven, are you aware, according to VAERS, there are tens of thousands of dead in the United States of America directly from the vaccine? How could you think those two? Did you see the pretrial results with deaths, miscarriages, heart attacks, and strokes? Did that bother you? Yes or no? Are you aware ivermectin works like a miracle? Yes or no? Have you or your family ever used ivermectin? And do you keep a supply in your home? Yes or no? I'm betting none of these people that run Big Pharma took the vaccine. They all know it's a death jab, and they're not letting their kids take it.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A New York Federal Reserve survey shows consumers expect the rate of inflation to slow next year. The findings come just 2 days ahead of another expected interest rate increase from the Fed. The Labor Department will release the next key inflation reading Tuesday with November's Consumer Price Index report. An early holiday gift If you're driving this holiday season or any season, gas prices continue to trend down, according to AAA's Ellen Edmonds.
We saw the national average price at the pump plunge about 14 cents since last week. It's down to 3.26 as of today. That's 6 cents less than a year ago. And there are about approximately 34 states with averages lower than last year.
Edmonds says they expect that trend to continue through the holidays. The President and First Lady went to Arlington, Virginia to mark the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On fire. Colgate Capital is the sponsor of the segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because I'm a great believer that inflation is exploding upwards like a supernova. It's only getting worse. And central bankers agree with me, because central bankers all over the world keep adding to their holdings. And you know who else agrees with me? China. It came out news in the last few days that China is like cornering the world's market on gold because they want to start a new currency to destroy the United States, a currency backed by gold. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, retirement account, Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're a 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now toll free 855-770-GOLD. Just tell them Wainwright sent you. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD or go to goldgatecapital.com. Wainwright says, quote me, you can never own enough gold and silver in case of an emergency. And I believe 2023 will be the worst year in our history since maybe 1929. I think bad things are on the way. This economy is collapsing because of this moron, this brain-dead, dementia-laden moron in the White House who's a puppet, and the people behind him are all bought and paid for by China, by the CCP, trying to destroy the United States, and it's working, and it's all coming to the forefront. Nobody's going to stop spending for Christmas. Everything's fine right now. It all looks fine. Inflation is raging, but the economy looks okay. Like maybe we're not in a horrible depression. Wait until next year. Wait until Christmas is over. You have no idea what's coming. I know it. I feel it. I see it. I speak to people every day. None of them. I spoke to my sister. Nobody can afford what everything costs. Nobody. All right. Niger Innes is my guest, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality Corps, serves on the board of directors of the National NRA, the National Rifle Association. And by the way, Niger, I was just reading up on some of the things that Carrie Lake is charging. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, Arizona was completely, utterly, 100% stolen from Carrie Lake. 100%. I see our topic is, Kristen Sinema. Is that how you pronounce it? Sinema of Arizona, or Sinema. But Carrie Lake had her election stolen from her. Arizona is very corrupt and very dirty, and just, it's disgusting what they did to Carrie Lake, because I think she's one of the best candidates ever. So welcome to the show, Niger Innes.
Always good to be with you, brother. Happy holidays to you and your entire family.
Did you see the irregularities that happened in Arizona? Are you aware of how bad it was?
I'm not aware of how bad it was. I did hear a little bit about it. I was terribly disappointed that Carrie Lake was apparently defeated, not just for the people of Arizona, our next-door neighbor, but for the country. I mean, Carrie Lake is, and she's not going away. She's still a rock star for the entire country. In fact, the rumor was that if she won, and even if she lost,
even if she doesn't win, right, that, she might be Trump's VP.
She's on a short list,
yeah,
for VP if Donald Trump should become the nominee.
No, I agree. Listen, I would make DeSantis the VP, but I'm guessing he doesn't want it. He's going to run against Trump. He thinks he can win it, which will divide the party. DeSantis and him will become mortal enemies if they're not already, and he will never be the VP for Trump, and therefore it'll have to be Carrie Lake on the short list. I would pick Carrie Lake. I think she'd make a fabulous vice president. But having said that, I'm telling you, Niger, it was completely, utterly stolen, because on the morning of the election, none of the printers and the tabulators and the machines worked in the Republican district. So people showed up and they couldn't vote. And they sent them home, or they sent them to another district miles and miles away, and they just gave up. And some of them came back and they were told it's still not working, and then they came back again after work. And at that point, there were like 3-hour, 5-hour lines in Republican districts, and the judge said, sorry, the polls close at 7, and I will not extend the hours, and all those people got shut out. And she lost the whole election out of millions of votes by a lousy 15,000. So I'm telling you, the election was stolen from Carrie Lake. As sure as I'm standing here, they scammed Carrie Lake. Terrible. Just as they aimed at all the other Trump candidates.
Well, it's not as if the Secretary of State had a partisan interest in the election. Oops, I got that wrong. She was running for governor against Carrie Lake.
Incredible.
The Secretary of State of Arizona, who, by the way, employed the Biden strategy of campaigning from her basement in secret. But obviously
exactly.
came up with some creative ways. I was not aware. I heard a little bit about the shutdowns in the biggest counties. I didn't know that it was exclusively in Republican territory. That is disgraceful.
It wasn't. And not only that, let me give you another one. Here's another headline. Breaking news. Maricopa County kept a GOP heat map of expected voters hanging on their wall. 84% of the voting centers with machine problems on election day were in these deep red districts where Maricopa said on the wall, this is where all the Republican voters are. And then the machines were all fraudulently, evidently, not working. So, I mean, how does anybody not believe the election was stolen? I have no idea. I mean, you got to understand the election was stolen. So, that's the story.
All we can pray for, Wayne, is that she finds a really fair, honest, and brave judge that'd be willing to hear her out in her lawsuit.
Yeah,
I pray for her.
You know my response to that. Good luck. There are no honest judges anymore. There's just none. Even the Republican ones aren't honest. I'm telling you, you can't find a judge who's willing to overturn an election because they're all afraid. They've been intimidated that their house will be burned down, that for the rest of their lives, someone will try and murder them. They will need bodyguards for life. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whoever it is, someone will come kill them if they overturn an election against a Democrat. They're all scared for their children's lives, their spouse's lives, and their lives. And they don't want to mess with an election that's already been certified. So I don't think you can ever get an election overturned anymore. So Democrats know that. So they just steal them. And they know nobody's ever going to overturn them. So I'm so sick of hearing all the judges said 2020 wasn't stolen. The judges were fearing for their lives. They were never going to overturn a presidential election, ever. So it's just ridiculous. And by the way, Niger, look, I'm a guy. You're never, you know, like me out there 24 hours a day saying the election's stolen. Do I not turn out to be right? Because now you don't have to ask questions anymore. Twitter, Elon Musk, he made sure you know the election was stolen by the FBI in coordination with all the social media companies. They suppressed any story that would help Trump, and they suppressed any story that would hurt Joe Biden, including the Hunter Biden laptop. That is the theft and rigging of the 2020 election right there, separate from anything else I ever said.
Yeah, I think the operative word you said is rigged, you know. Well, you know, Newt Gingrich was, believe it or not, on NPR last week, and they were giving him an interview, and he said in the interval, while he did not believe that the election was, quote, stolen, there's a difference between an election being stolen and an election being rigged. And there's no question that big tech, in collaboration with obviously some deep staters within the government, rigged the election and threw everything they could to make sure that Donald Trump would not be reelected. And if that's not a threat to democracy, I don't know what is.
Well, and I'm pointing out, I keep pointing out to everyone, the same thing happened again in 2022, and nobody's saying a word, nobody cares. Who happened to lose? Republicans did fairly well, not as well as anyone expected, but they did win the House, they did win plenty of races, so people go, Wayne, how could that be rigged?
We had 3.5 more million votes than the Democrats.
Yeah, yes, we did. I actually thought it was higher than that. It was 5 million at one point. I know it went down, but I thought it was like 4. So we certainly were 3 million to 4 million votes more than Democrats. That is a red landslide. But having said that, the Democrats are smart. They got together with the rhinos, McConnell and McCarthy, and they aimed all the money in the world at all the Trump U.S. Senate candidates, and they made sure that those candidates had no money, and the person running against them had all the money in the world. And they beat them, and then they were able to say, see, Trump's no good. Trump's not the leader of the party anymore. Trump doesn't have a magic wand anymore. Everybody Trump supported lost. That's because they made sure they were bankrupted. They had no money to run on. And the anti-Trump candidate had all the money in the world. Anybody could see what happened. McConnell and McCarthy both took money from FTX, the company that laundered the money from Ukraine and gave millions to the Democrat Party. McConnell and McCarthy both took money, including $1 million the day before the election. McConnell took, is my understanding, from that company. What was he doing with that money? He was helping Murkowski in Alaska beat another Trump candidate.
So it's not that Donald Trump isn't popular anymore. It's that all the money in the world went to the anti-Trump candidates, not all of them all over the country. They aimed it at just like eight key candidates to make sure that Trump's people could not win. That's what happened to Adam Laxalt, sure as I'm standing here.
But no question that that's what happened to Adam Paul Laxalt, who should be our senator elect today. It's a real tragedy that he's not going to be. But isn't it ironic, Wayne, that, you know, for decades, since you and I were kids in New York City and the greater New York area, that Republicans have been labeled the party of the rich, the party of big money. I mean, even these Democrats that are furious with Kyrsten Sinema are labeling her a tool of corporate interest. But the reality is, big Wall Street, big tech, big Hollywood, big money is behind Democrats. We're the party of the working class, get your sleeves dirty, entrepreneurs in our country. Not big money. The big money goes towards the Democrats.
Niger, you're the only one notices. Someone, and me, someone needs to ask why all the Marxists have all the money in the world and the true capitalists have no money. They're broken. They're running on nothing. Doesn't that seem funny to anybody? And I believe it's because it's not just corporate money and it's not just deep state money and D.C. swamp money. It's China money flooding the American elections. Chinese money is backing all the Marxist candidates like the guy who ran against Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock, in Georgia. He's a commie and he had all the money in the world. Herschel had nothing. We'll be right back. More with Niger. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and un... Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. The Roots on Fire. If you want a small or medium-sized business, if you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam, what if you could save a ton of money? This is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call ETS today to get a free no-cost analysis. Just tell them Wainwright sent you, and you get a free no-cost analysis, which means it doesn't cost you a thing to find out if they can save you a fortune. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. So we're back with Nigel Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress for Racial Equality Corps, and serves on the NRA Board of Directors. And we're talking about Arizona. And Nigel, we've got Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Sinema. I always say Sinema. It's Sinema is the correct way, I guess. And she's leaving the Democrat Party to become an independent. And I want to get your thoughts on what's happening and why.
I think that she is a tremendous person. I tell you, I would love to have recruited her for the Republican Party, but the fact of the matter is, regardless of the vitriol and the hate that the progressives have thrown her way, the entire Arizona Democratic establishment is on fire and throwing all kinds of horrific statements and very personal attacks against Senator Sinema. And the reality is she voted with the Democrats 93% of the time. But she just happened to be extremely independent, and she happens to truly not represent the apparatchiks, Marxists within the Democratic Party base, but actually represent, do what a representative or a senator is supposed to do, which is represent all of the people that they represent, which is the people of Arizona. And Arizona, just like our native Nevada, you know, has as many independents as either of the major parties. In fact, I think they have more independents than they have registered Democrats in Arizona. So I think it was a good move for her. She is one of the few Democrats that I'm a big fan of, and I wish her well and I wish her success. And if I was a Arizonan, I would probably have a difficult time choosing between her and Republican. I'd probably lean towards the Republican, but she's fantastic. And if you don't love her, you should love her for the enemies that she's made with which is the entire Democratic establishment of Arizona.
Yes. Well, look, you know, in some ways I agree with you, in some I disagree with you. I mean, obviously she's better than your typical everyday Democrat, obviously. But having said that, you said it, Niger, she votes with Democrats over 90% of the time. I mean, she's voting for Biden's agenda over 90% of the time. So, I mean, she's hardly a Republican. I'd hardly gush over her. I gush over, what's her name? Now I forget her name. Tulsi Gabbard a lot more than I gush over Kyrsten Sinema, because she's just an old-fashioned McGovern liberal. She's not a communist. She's not a crazy Marxist. I get that. And that's why she moved to independent. But she's keeping all her Democrat committee assignments, and she's going to, I'm sure, caucus with Democrats at all times. So maybe she'll vote against them, you know, 5 votes a year. She'll be with them 95 a year. I don't see that as being the sign of somebody who should be a Republican. But she's certainly not insane like your typical leftist Democrats of today. That I agree with you on, but she's no Republican to fall in love with, so it's better than nothing.
Yeah, no question. And again, what she has done, what her and Tulsi Gabbard's leaving the Democratic Party has done, is to reveal the lack of tolerance, you know, within the Democrat Party. If you are not marching in lockstep to the far left wing semi-Marxist agenda of the Democrat Party, then, you know, they don't want anything to do with you, and they will try to rip you apart.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. Let's move on to RNC chairwoman Rona McDaniel. She's being challenged by several people now who believe that she should be thrown out as RNC chairman. Who should be the next head of the RNC?
I'm one of the few Tea Party originals, MAGA-loving conservative Republicans that actually supports Romney McDaniel, you know, out in the field. I mean, there are many, obviously, that do. But, I think that she has struck an amazing balance between MAGA world, while at the same time keeping as much as possible some of the big donor interests within our party, some of whom are opposed to Donald Trump, you know, and actively are against him. But she found a way in 2020 and in 2022 to raise, I think, as much money and keep as many of us within the tent as possible. She is truly a uniter, and I can't think of anyone that would be as unifying a force as Ronald Romney McDaniel.
Yeah, you and I'll have to come back and have a debate on that one, because I want to throw her ass out. I think she's horrible. But we could disagree sometimes, Niger. I can't stand the woman. We're on the run. Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, NRA board of directors, good man. We disagree on Rona McDaniel. I want her out. See you later. Bye.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.